Monsieur le Président.
Chair, thank you for giving me the floor. We would like to thank you for having put this topic of threats to space systems coming from the Earth on our agenda. And we would like to also thank the panelists who took part in the panel yesterday morning. We would also like to thank UNODIR and the Permanent Mission of Australia for having organised yesterday, at the beginning of the afternoon, a roundtable on diversity. We support inclusivity in work aiming to promote space security. Chair, threats to space systems coming from the Earth are linked to deliberate actions which can have different forms of impact. Potentially, they can disrupt access to essential services provided by space services. They can also undermine the long-term sustainability of space activities, in particular through creating debris. Finally, they can also pose a threat to global security if there are attacks made against military satellites or, for example, early warning missile systems. The most immediate concern related to threats to space systems coming from the Earth is and direct ascent ASATs. This concern is linked to the fact that several states are developing and have already tested such weapons. Our concern is also linked to the fact that these weapons would generate debris. The consequences of these tests will have an impact on the long-term sustainability of space activities. And in this context, we would like to make the following points. We commend the statements made with regard to renouncing any ASAT tests where these weapons have destructive effects. We call on all states, in particular countries who have tested ASATs or who have the capacities of this nature, to join in with this moratorium. As has been highlighted, it is not just about curbing any test of this nature, but also to prevent and in fact fully prohibit them. In this context, as we've already stressed yesterday, we should closely look at the limits that have imposed on the use of force in space by international public law and international humanitarian law, in particular when it comes to the principles of proportionality and distinction. Given the dual nature of many space systems and the difficulty of limiting the effects of certain types of attacks in space, most military attacks in space would probably be already prohibited under IHL. As the panelists highlighted yesterday morning, direct ascent weapons are not the only threat coming from the Earth posed to space systems. There are other potential forms of interference against space system when we speak about electronic and cybernetic capabilities, which are also important to consider. If these capabilities do not necessarily cause permanent physical damage, they might temporarily cease services, essential services, or affect their reliability, damage them, or make them fully inoperable. This would have consequences in particular for the least developed countries, as the panelist Victoria stated yesterday. Using such capabilities might have severe consequences. A state who sees its systems targeted by such capabilities might be led to respond to counter such an attack, and this could potentially occur in space. A satellite which is rendered inoperable through the use of such capabilities non-destructive capabilities would become uncontrollable. It would represent a threat to space security. It could in itself create much debris. Observation military satellites or early warning satellites, which are targeted by laser on the Earth, might be rendered inoperable, and it might raise questions. There would be significant challenges to global security that would result from that, in particular when we speak about those satellites related to nuclear purposes. The possible recourse to such capabilities should retain our full attention, because these capabilities are becoming more and more accessible financially and technologically. They might rapidly proliferate. Finally, the use of some of them are more difficult to detect and to attribute. Switzerland shares the opinion that was stated yesterday that it's important to strengthen the application of transparency and confidence-building measures, and to develop notification systems and to increase space awareness. It seems to us to be crucial that we boost international cooperation in these areas. Chair, thank you very much.